And this news update is being brought to you by Bayport State Bank. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, they're a member FDIC. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news this hour. A 72-year-old Silverwood man has avoided serving time after being sentenced in Tuscola County Circuit Court for an assault that occurred last September. Carl F. Yins received 12 months of probation and was ordered to pay just over $1,000 in fines and court costs. The court also imposed a one-year jail sentence that was deferred with credit for one day already served. According to the prosecutors, Yins assaulted the victim using what was described as either a pistol or a crutch. As part of a plea agreement, he was convicted of assault with a dangerous weapon, while several additional charges were dismissed, including assault with intent to do great bodily harm and aggravated domestic violence. The Tuscola County Sheriff's Office investigated the case. Court records indicate Yins has multiple prior felony convictions dating back several decades. And a Wells Township man has been sentenced in Tuscola County Court following a plea agreement tied to multiple hunting-related violations. 64-year-old Timothy R. Yale admitted to illegally taking a deer in a closed area during Michigan's Liberty Hunt in September of 2025. He also pleaded guilty to possessing a firearm and ammunition while legally prohibited from doing so because of a prior felony conviction. Under the agreement, more serious charges, including hunting without a license and hunting within Michigan's limited firearm deer zone using an illegal firearm, were dismissed. Tuscola County Circuit Court ordered Yale to pay nearly $500 in fines and court costs, and authorities also confiscated the firearm connected to the case. The investigation was led by a Michigan Department of Natural Resources conservation officer with assistance from additional DNR officers. And Michigan State Police report several arrests across Saginaw and Flint during the Independence Day weekend as part of the Secure Cities Partnership Initiative. According to the Michigan State Police, Flint Post troopers stopped a vehicle Friday evening for speeding, equipment violations, and lack of insurance. Investigators say the search uncovered two handguns, ammunition, 71 oxycodone pills, and packaged marijuana. A 31-year-old Flint man was taken into custody. In Saginaw, Tri-City Post troopers made two separate traffic stops on the 4th of July. During one stop, police say a 41-year-old Saginaw man was arrested after troopers found crack cocaine in a handgun. Authorities say the driver also did not have a valid license. In a second incident early Saturday morning, troopers arrested a 31-year-old Saginaw man after he allegedly refused to comply with officers during a traffic stop. Police say a stolen handgun, reported missing from Bridgeport last year, was recovered from beneath the driver's seat. A passenger received a citation for possessing an open intoxicant. Michigan State Police also say troopers responded to several unlawful gatherings over the holiday weekend, resulting in seven additional arrests for offenses including resisting and obstructing police, open intoxicants, and outstanding warrants. The investigations remain ongoing. And now for a word from our sponsor.
Sally, did you know this year marks the 130th year of the Possum Farm?
Wow, that's great, Frank. How do you know it's the 130th year?
Because this year is also Bayport State Bank's 130th year anniversary. My great-great-great-grandpa started the Possum Farm the same year they opened.
Really?
Yep. He only got the farm because Bayport State Bank gave him a loan to buy the land with an old barn on it.
Wow, Frank. That is the most interesting thing I've ever heard about the Possum Farm. That means Bayport State Bank has been taking care of your family for six generations.
That's great. They've always taken great care of us and the possums.
Oh, Frank, I guess you're right. Bayport State Bank is the locally owned bank serving the agricultural, business, and personal banking needs in our area for 130 years.
They sure are. I should go see them about another possum barn.
Oh, Frank.
Whether you're upgrading your farm, needing a business loan, or have a home remodeling project in the future, Bayport State Bank is here to help. With four locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And that newscast was brought to you by Bayport State Bank. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, they're a member FDIC. And from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.